You are listening to the Tea Party Podcast with your hosts, Little Bish and Little Bun Bun. Before we begin, we'd just like to say that the Tea Party Podcast is in no way affiliated with the Tea Party political group. Our stance on politics is pro-dinos, pro-Matty B raps, and against communism.
I'm not saying you guys aren't girls, but...
I'm in fact a female. I'd like everyone to know
that. Hey guys, welcome back to Tea Party Pod. We have a couple, close to the mic. We have some different special guests today. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Mr. Bodges.
Bobo.
Lil Bobo Bodges.
Mr. Bodges to you. Right? Hey, I'm a full man.
Lil Big Slime.
Alright.
My colleague.
Your colleague.
You will.
What do you do for a living?
I sell stonks.
Nice.
You sell stonks.
Nice. And I invest in Mexican black tar.
Stop talking about black tar!
Just tar. It's tar. I pave asphalt for a living. It's infrastructure. I love the good of Mexico.
I pave asphalt.
Oh, wow. You can't tell me I can't do it.
Nice.
So, I guess that means you invest in stonks and pay asphalt.
Luke was saying how...
I pay asphalt.
I invest in asphalt.
So, Luke was saying how he had to skip frisbee practice for this.
Yeah, so wait. Is it like a formal team or is it just you throwing
South
a frisbee
Lake's
around?
Ultimate frisbee team.
We have an ultimate frisbee team?
Yeah. It's on the announcements.
Seems like a big time
commitment. Like I listen to
very
this.
Serious
who's on the
competitive.
Team?
Everyone. Everyone important.
Thanks.
So not us.
Well, Chris isn't on.
I actually have stock in it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You stonk?
Stonk.
Some stonk in it.
Let's see. Ryan LaVault. The other Ryan. Ryan Vitsmilla.
Okay.
Ryan LaVault. Ben.
So drumline.
It's drumline.
It's
the drumline. Yeah, so drumline.
Drumline.
Both of the Ryans, it's officially drumline.
Well, and...
Declared.
Little Big Slime.
Yeah.
Of course. Joseph Sleeper.
And Joseph Sleeper. So, yeah.
Just a band? Just the band boys?
Please change your name.
We're percussion.
Oh my god. Jesus. That made me want to kill you. I'm not even We're not band. We're
percussion.
Percussion. In italics.
Stuck my toes, Luke. I mean, Lil Big Slime.
How do you guys feel about toes?
I'm Lil Bun Bun.
Luke has strong opinions.
I'm Lil Bish, by the way.
Yeah.
Luke
What's
has
your
very...
strong opinion? Are you for or against toes?
Big fan.
Big fan.
He's always has been, so...
He's always has.
It's a bit
so
of an issue.
So you're saying if you were...
I support them. Well, rather, they support me.
So if, you know, you're in a situation where you have a sugar daddy, you know, as it were, okay?
Asking for a friend. Hypothetical, of course.
No, and he says he'll pay you $10,000 to chop off one of your toes so you can keep it. Would you do it?
$10,000. Those are rookie numbers. We're gonna have to up these numbers.
You're gonna up these numbers. It's just one toe, and it can be like whatever toe you want. Like
what's
your pinky toe? That's best for him. He gets to know. That's what he wants to do.
Do I get anesthesia?
Who's Anastasia?
Do I get Anastasia?
Is there something we don't know about this toe?
Do I name her? Do I get her? Is she gonna be there?
Is she gonna be there? she's there. She's present.
She's present.
She's so in the
you
room.
You are like loopy, but not knocked out. Like you're like tipsy. Like you won't feel
never,
it, but you're still.
I've never there. Been tipsy. I've never done drugs. Never sipped alcohol.
Okay, good.
Colleges don't watch this.
I'm
you
saying
can, you can be honest.
Oh,
if you really want, I mean,
I'm blaming.
I'm saying like you're loopy, but you're still like awake. Like you're still gonna.
And you have to chop it yourself.
And you have to look at it.
I have to chop it myself?
Yeah. No. Well, if they're loopy.
Yeah, he's getting paid to chop his toe off.
Yeah, no, she's right. You have to chop it off yourself.
500K.
I said...
Yeah,
wait,
you
want 500? No, he wants 500.
Oh, I heard five.
He upped it quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Could buy a really big boat.
So if you didn't have to chop your toe off, like yourself, you just had to watch it, would you do it for 10K?
No.
What's the thing that's pushing it? Is it the fact that it's chopping off the toe, or is it just like...
Yes, it's the fact
okay.
that...
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome.
Make sure, because like he asked a lot of questions and then still Ray froze the thing.
No, I'm scared of needles. Yes, it's that my toe's getting cut.
It's your chode? Is that what you...
my toe.
Have you named all your
can.
Toes?
Yeah.
What are the names?
Secret.
They're all named secret?
Yeah.
There's a letter for each.
Oh, wait.
S-B. Wait.
R-E-T.
That's it. He chopped all the others off. That's why he is so much money.
Yeah, he's rolling.
She's afraid to lose the rest, you know?
He already has so many on.
Oh, nice.
Alright. That was a pretty long conversation about taste.
Phalanges.
Talking about I getting like paid to do things, Luke, you had another story about something.
Oh, yes. I was recently paid $10 to eat a sheet of paper in 5 minutes.
A whole sheet?
Yep. I did have water. It was still tough. You had to chew them up into little wads and then swallow them like pills.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you did it.
I did.
You should put that
did it take exactly 5 minutes or was it like...
It took me 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Wow, so almost a full 5 minutes.
Really cut it down
it's
to the wire.
It's hard. You should
really
do I try it right now?
I'm okay. Because I feel like my poops are going to be really weird.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was going to ask about the nutrition facts.
Yeah.
Can you digest?
What do you think the FDA nutrition facts are for that? You know, like, how much fiber is in a sheet of paper?
Watch Little Big Slime just drops in the middle of class. Like, you know. We're like, oh, we ate a whole sheet of paper, so it's fine.
It's fine. It's just paper.
Have you seen the, like, My Secret Obsession or My
Strange Addiction?
Yeah.
People eat bricks.
She used to eat toilet paper.
Oh, there's
like cotton candy, too. Like, it was so gross.
There was one where this girl ate mattresses.
What?
Keep talking.
I saw this one where this girl was addicted to eating mattresses. I heard him say mattress in that. Are you guys talking about the same thing?
What? What is going on? There was an episode where someone was eating mattresses.
Yeah, that's the one. I saw that.
Yes.
My dad asked me, like, how do you start eating mattresses?
Because you would know.
I said...
You would know.
Well, it's from the corner.
Oh, wow. That's so funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Let's not break our fancy equipment here in Mexico.
If you had a strange addiction, what would it be?
I feel like I could start eating paper.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the most generic.
Yeah, probably.
It's like probably the best for you out of everything else.
Yeah.
I'm not eating mattresses.
I saw one where they ate rolls of tape, like scotch tape, and they took off a little piece, and then they liked the taste of the adhesive, so they put it on their tongue and then waited for all the adhesive to go away, and then they just took it out.
Oh.
They don't swallow it, though? So they're just eating adhesive then.
They were really hardcore. They do the thing that
people
do.
Oh, one lady was addicted to cleaning stuff with bleach.
Oh.
So her house is like falling.
One lady couldn't fall asleep because her hair dryer was on right next to her. Like on high, like full heat, just like right next to her.
Did you singe your hair off?
Yeah, and I was like, that's how you die.
Balding at 22.
Just like one line where the hair dryer is.
Hmm.
What would your prediction be?
What do I do? I don't know.
Dinosaurs.
That's not
really like
think.
I mean, that she can turn into a profession. I can't turn paid.
I mean, that's not really like
turn paper into.
That's pretty strange, Megan. No, it's.
That's
I have
more
to say,
like a hobby.
You're just.
I feel like Luke has an addiction to ASMR.
That's
your addiction. Black tar. Just
eating
it.
Tar. Asphalt.
I
went to La Brea.
Paving
I also think that an underrated addiction that many people that really goes unnoticed. I think it should be raised. Awareness should be raised for the issue.
Spread the word.
Stonks.
Yeah.
Highly addicting.
For sure. I think I'd get addicted to photoshopping every time.
Joseph Sleeper, where are you? You're addicted to stonk.
He's sleeping on the podcast.
I went to La Brea Tar Pits in California, and it was pretty epic. There are animals that were trapped in the tar and they were dead.
Oh.
You pretty see, epic.
Okay.
First time we had
dinosaurs.
Epic.
There are dinosaurs stuck in them.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, tars, dinosaurs.
Wow.
Same thing, right?
Fixing the addiction to that.
Yep. I feel like if I had a strange addiction, it'd probably be like just photoshopping everything I see. Just like snap and then I go like,
as long as like
in Photoshop. I mean, that's kind of what I do now, but...
Sound effects included.
Yeah.
Luke, stop! Little Big Slime, I'm gonna kick you out of my house.
In Mexico.
Stop putting them back in the thing! Who's gonna eat that? Your giant gross hands have been all over those.
When's the last time you washed your hands?
Yesterday. I washed them. Really.
Standing right
behind. I forced him to.
Yes, no. Think about it.
It's an issue.
Does the shower count?
No. No, it does not.
He's like, wait, he's like, so wait, does showering count? Because if so, a week ago.
Luke, you haven't washed your hands in a whole day. You just put your hands all over my pretzels?
How often do you wash your hands?
I washed them when I got home.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Megan washed her hands as she entered my house.
Yeah, I do that every day. When I get home from school, I wash my hands.
That's a little weird.
I don't think he's washing his hands right now.
Am I ever? I'm never sick.
I'm never sick either.
You're sick all the time. Well,
that's just not true.
Yeah, you just
don't show up. You just you're always like, I feel like shit, and then you don't look too great.
Sorry for the brief intermission. I know I was missed. I had to get up and wash my hands.
Don't touch the pretzels. Nobody touch the pretzels. Oh, I can't even put the lid on because there's saltines.
Are we teaching Lil Big Slime how to wash his hands now?
Yes, ma'am.
He feels bad, so he's washing his hands.
This left the handle all soapy.
That's what happens when you use soap.
Oh my god.
Alright, if this has been intervention, we need to get Lil Big Slime. Do you just not wash your hands after you use the bathroom?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You just wiped them on your pants!
I haven't gone to the bathroom in like a day.
That's not how things work.
I pee once a week.
No, wait, okay.
Do I drink water?
Yeah, you don't pee more than once a day.
That's not your bowels, idiot. That's your bladder.
But you, we're talking about... You should still wash your hands after you pee.
My bladder every other day.
That's not healthy, like, at all.
Oh, obviously I'm joking, idiot.
Well, then you're just trying to get out of the fact that you don't wash your hands after you use the bathroom.
I do. Actually, I did this morning. Mr. Sharp. I said, Mr. Sharp.
He came in the bathroom with him and was like,
I said, Mr. Sharp can use the water closet because he's British. And then he said, of course. And I went and I remember
it's
doing it.
It's the Tinkle Palace. How dare you?
Wow.
The fact that he had to think about the last time he washed her. Also, he washed his hands and then he wiped them on his pants. So,
when was the last time he washed his pants?
Yesterday? What? I don't know.
Just assumed it was yesterday.
Whenever the last time I did laundry on these pants was. I don't know. 3 days ago. Why do you care when I wash my pants?
Because you're wiping.
They're sitting in my drawer. They're clean.
When was the last time you washed your drawer? Let's go deeper.
Okay. When's the last time you washed yourself?
This morning?
Alright, that's acceptable. Yeah.
Case closed. Not guilty.
He is a little guilty.
Okay, case closed. To be determined.
Moving
postponed.
On.
Postponed.
Moving on. Luke, why'd you write gender pronouns?
What?
You wrote gender pronouns.
He likes to talk about his personal gender pronoun.
What's your gender pronoun?
What are your...
He, him.
Okay, mine is right. It, that.
He, him? That's the one pronoun?
What? He, him.
Your one pronoun is he, him.
It's he, him. If you're ever addressing Little Big Slime,
he, him
anyway,
went to the store.
He, him went to the store. That's he, hims.
Exactly. That's so hard.
Are you looking at memes while I'm doing a podcast?
He is.
Sigh. I think. What? What do you mean?
Yo, mama.
I don't understand.
Get off your phone!
Stop looking at memes!
Alright.
Oh, I have a good video for the class.
Okay.
For the class.
It's not gonna play with sound.
Not for us, for them it will.
No, it won't.
So you were just watching Maddie B raps without sound?
Yeah.
They can't even see it. They can't see it and they can't hear it. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Celia said when she watched the first one,
she watched the
Maddie B
along.
Raps along with us while we were talking about it.
Celia, Bundy Undies is a true fan.
Bundy Undies.
Okay, you can play it out of your phone if you would like, but stop. Stop.
Stop playing with the sex foil. A sex foil, Luke. Cease.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Good
luck trying to work this keyboard. Part of it is the computer. The computer sucks, but... Okay, so why are we playing a video off the thing if we can't even hear it? And no, literally no one can hear
this
it.
This guy's pretty funny.
Okay.
Funny looking.
Let's see, what's one of his jokes?
She's really...
She's really good.
So...
What's a joke? Oh, just don't. My body's a temple, but only because it hates Palestine.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're really getting to know a...
Don't play a video because no one's
no,
going to be able to hear it.
No, literally no one will be able to hear it.
Not
even people on
the
podcast.
Not
the
people watching. Luke, you suck.
These aren't the ones that you wrote. This is the ones that already happened that you said no to.
Go to episode 3.
They can't see what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, but to them.
What?
Have you guys ever listened to like a real podcast?
Yes.
Like Philosophize This? Are you hip?
No. Not that specific podcast. My bad.
Good.
I do listen to Philosophize This. Goodness.
Of course.
Yeah, I have a little trouble there.
However, the
current state. Oh, he's typing real fast. She's really good.
Oh, wow. She's really good.
She's really good.
She's really good.
She's really good. Is that Luke is a...
And
Luke,
it's
Luke
not
is
a
it.
And then
Luke
it's
is
Anne.
Anne.
He typed in Anne.
Anne.
Plot twist.
Luke is Anne. Like wow. Anne Frank or really like what Anne?
Knowledge bomb.
Why did you... Okay. Your diffa?
It's poetry.
Defad. It's defad.
Let's
guys.
Do a poetry.
You can't say that.
Let's defad. Let's do some freestyle.
Whoa!
let's do some freestyle poetry.
God, no.
My father
Essence.
Holds the Guinness World Record.
You want Guinness wrong.
World's fastest...
Tingling.
I feel like I shouldn't read it out loud because I feel like he's going to write a word.
Yeah.
Oh,
fastest typer. Wait, really?
Incessant.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Wait, no, you got...
Here, I'm going to have
a story. Story.
Greg. Arakelian.
Football.
Luke,
not football.
Luke claims his dad holds the Guinness World Record for world's fastest
that's
kind of
creepy. They have all of his information.
I mean, he holds a world record. World's fastest typer. Gregory...
Right. How do we know that's your dad and not a different Gregory?
Yeah.
Gregory, a different Gregory or a Kellerin.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
I know a Gregory or a Kellerin.
Is it his dad?
No.
I don't know what this,
Maybe.
Where is it? That's not it. Oh, here it is.
You're wasting
right here,
time.
Right here. Look.
Of Virginia. Wow!
Set the personal computer record.
That's on a Mac. You did that on a Mac. 158 words per minute.
Cool, she's really good.
Like, that's actually kind of rad.
Yeah.
He's I was like, before...
1991.
You think no one's typing faster than that right now?
Guess when he was born.
He's old.
1969.
Anyways.
Electric typewriter.
Does he, like, talk about it all the time? I feel like I talk about it all the time.
No. Does he, like, brag about it?
I just found out, like, well, not that. I didn't just find out. I found out when I was, like, 12.
So you just found out?
I just found out.
Like, you just turned
like
12.
A week ago.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. Why is he not talking about that all the time?
He doesn't want to flex?
He doesn't want to flex.
He's a programmer.
You know, you can really make people feel bad about their typing ability if you just flex all the time.
I'm really good at Hacker Typer.
I know. I've
Hacker Typer
really doesn't care about how fast I can type.
I'm just going to look up stuff you guys can read.
Okay.
Talk about stuff.
Okay.
Oh.
We have a guest coming over to make us pot stickers. She's going to make us pot stickers in my kitchen.
Wait, what's her? What's her nickname?
Yo, peep this.
What's her rapper name?
I call her Bacardi.
This stuff is disgusting.
Bacardi. Lil Bacardi. Thought
Young Bacardi.
Young Bacardi.
Young Bacardi.
X-ray of a 700-pound man.
Bacadillion.
Let's look
what?
At the aerodynamics of
look
an elephant.
My search history is going to be so weird.
Aerodynamics.
Speaking of aerospace, Udvar-Hazy's pretty cool.
Oh yeah,
didn't
no,
you
it's like right over there.
Did go there yesterday.
It's like right over there. I go there all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. My family comes.
They have the Discovery over there right now.
Yeah.
I know. I seen it.
I went there for Halloween one year. Yeah. Trick or treating.
Apparently, someone in my brother's class promised that they could try to get prom there if they were elected, and then they didn't because they were elected. But I was like, that's freaking rad. Are you kidding?
That's
freaking do that.
Imagine prom, but at the pulpit of planes over your head. That'd be lit as hell.
Wait, that would be pretty
tight as fuck.
You lost me. What is happening?
Okay.
We're talking about the Air and Space Museum.
No, we're talking about Udvar Hazy.
That's the Air and Space Museum.
It's Udvar.
There are two Air and Space Museums.
The whole thing? Because it's two different
there's
things.
There's the National Air and Space Museum in D.C., and then there's the Smithsonian Udvar Hazy. Stephen F. Udvar Hazy.
Not going to lie, the Smithsonian one slaps.
Smithsonian one, they're both Smithsonian.
I've been, okay.
The one in D.C.?
The one in D.C. slaps.
The one in D.C. has the spacesuit of Yuri, who's the Soviet
Garugin.
Guy. Yes, don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he was the
Why
Soviet
do we have it
who went to space. I have no idea.
Because
I think it's because we get along with
we're the best
in terms
country.
Of space, and that's like about it. But like, and it also has Neil Armstrong's suit.
Wow.
Y'all know who he is. First woman on Mars.
Yeah, right, exactly.
First man to touch on the moon, American.
Right.
Pretty dope.
So
just space
things. Should I talk about today's dinosaur?
Sure.
What is today's dinosaur?
The Ceratosaurus.
What is a Ceratosaurus?
Luke, look up Ceratosaurus.
No, I'm looking at the
Ceratosaurus. James, pull that up.
The Ceratosaurus
Will you give me $5 if I can spell it?
Huh? What?
No.
Just keep...
The Ceratosaurus was a...
I like referencing other podcasts.
Was a carnivorous...
Oh, shit. What?
Ceratosaurus.
Wrong pod, sorry. Let's do a bug.
I totally was... I was going to type in S. What's next?
E.
Stop.
R. A.
Doesn't your dad hold the world typing record?
He doesn't know how to spell it.
T.
You're really slow.
Oh.
Oh, look, it's right there.
Ceratosaurus.
That's why I said you spelled it wrong.
Ceratosaurus was
a... I was typing fast.
Yep.
Oh.
Carnivorous theropod.
Carnivorous.
A what?
That lived in theropod. Theropod. The ones, you know, like T-Rex, they stand on their hind legs.
I swear all dinosaurs look the same.
It lived during the late Jurassic period.
Dinosaurs
and it had that one horn over its... nose, and then two smaller horns over its eyes. Luke, can you? They were pretty scary.
How do
not
you
gonna
know?
Lie, because I have met one before.
She was there. Do you remember the first thing that you sent me on my?
Ooh, Ceratosaurus explained Jurassic World 2.
Like the guy on the board was
guys, pay attention.
And he goes, the nigga did mumber.
What?
Because it was like an Australian guy and he was talking about negative numbers. And he goes, the nigga did number. And you texted me and you were like, negative.
I remember that.
I'm going to turn subtitles on so that we can see.
What are we doing? Oh, we're watching a dinosaur video.
About this trip. Uh-huh.
Welcome back to Dinosaur Review. Today on Dinosaur Review, we'll be covering the Ceratosaurus.
Feel free to hit that. Spinosaurus.
Spinosaurus was so
I'm gonna read the subtitles.
They really need to be... Need to
Ceratosaurus.
Be,
the Ceratosaurus is a medium-sized carnivore that lived roughly around the same time as the Allosaurus in the late Jurassic period, so there's evidence to suggest that it existed in the mid-Triassic to mid-Jurassic period, as well as... Dude, what? That's not English.
Welcome back to Luke Reads the Subtitles on a YouTube video.
This is so fast. It's just 6 meters or 20 feet long, with the movie version being roughly 3.6 meters or 12 feet tall, and roughly 9.2 meters or 30.5 feet long. Ceratosaurus fossils have been found in the USA, Utah, Colorado, Tanzania, East
that's
Africa,
cool
and Portugal. The Ceratosaurus' most defining feature is the large horn in the middle of its nose and the two horns over its eyes. And it's been debated whether or not these horns were used as a display, a weapon, or as special use in courtship.
Ooh. Are you laughing because it said courtship?
No.
He doesn't know what that word means.
How would they use it? No, because how would they use it in courtship?
Rub them together, you know, just...
Exactly.
It's like, what is it, like Eskimo kisses? Is that the one with the nose?
But may have also hunted aquatic prey. Now that you know about the Ceratosaurus, what's its connection to the greater Jurassic Park franchise as well as the Ceratosaurus is created by...
Let's talk about something. Like,
yeah,
I don't think our listeners...
Who's that?
That's, Bacardi. Young Bacardi.
I brought cookie dough and pot stickers.
Cookie dough?
What? You didn't even bother cooking it?
Much appreciated.
What do you mean? bother cooking.
You couldn't turn on the oven.
Why are you? You're the okay. Cookie I already dough. That's extra cookie dough from when
cookie
I
cookie dough is cook. Cookie dough is basically just cookie sushi. You know.
Oh.
It's like,
wow.
That's the only thing I came here to contribute to the pot.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Want to sit now?
Yeah, but I need forks and spoons.
I've never had a pot.
Oh, she went under.
My mommy yelled at me for making pot stickers, and then I cried.
Why would she yell at you?
Thank you for your sacrifice.
Did you actually cry?
We appreciate it.
But that was
you teared up?
I had a lot on my mind. How many forks?
What's in
yeah, pot Bella, do you know what's in the pot stickers?
What?
I've never had a pot sticker.
Pot?
She's also it's allergic like, to, like, life itself, so.
What are you allergic to?
Fruits and vegetables and nuts.
Which vegetables?
What are you allergic to? Half the food pyramid.
Wait, what are you allergic to? Like, what veggies?
All of them.
Okay, then there are veggies in that. Are you being dead serious?
Yeah.
Are you being dead ass?
Are you being dead ass, bro? I
eat really your fruit and
are you allergic
insult
to
her.
Are you allergic to all the types of nuts?
Alrighty.
Not really.
Including these nuts? I swear to God.
You remember it? I was gonna say even these nuts?
Luke, everyone expected
Luke,
that.
Luke,
you're
you.
Predictable.
I hate
she
you.
She wasn't expecting it. She was surprised
when I said-
Can you
have cookie dough?
Yeah.
Wait, what are you allergic to?
Fruits,
wait, there may be nuts. I don't know.
Like dead
I didn't
like
check
like
the
fruits?
Ingredients.
There's probably not nuts.
But
in
it could be made in a nut facility.
No,
no. If it's, I'm fine.
Pot stickers do have nuts sometimes.
Thank you. He's the only one that knew understood the joke. I want some cookie dough. Bitches, that's the only thing you can eat right now. Okay, these pot stickers are like not as crispy as they could
be. They're the only one using a fork.
Oh.
I literally handed
out
forks. Thank you, Chris.
We made Luke wash his hands because he said he had to wash his hands in the day.
What?
That's not true. It was this morning.
We asked him when the last time he washed his hands was, and he goes, "Does the shower count?" And we said no, and he goes, "Oh no, yesterday."
You look like Bobby Cannavale. That's why.
Who?
Do you know? Do you remember like the bad guy from Jumanji? And then do you also remember the SWAT guy?
Bobby, what?
Bobby Cannavale, NPCA. Yeah, that one!
Oh, you're so excited.
What? They look the same!
What are you do?
That looks like his dad.
You mean the fastest typer in the world?
That looks just like the fastest typer in the world.
No
would you look at that?
That's a handsome fellow.
Look at his eyebrows!
Are you attracted to your dad?
Oh. Are you not?
Okay.
My dad's jacked, he'll beat you up.
My dad
beat up
your dad.
Police officer, he'll arrest you.
For what? You have to have charges.
No, he pulled her over once just because he could.
I
scared the shit out of him. She goes, he had to pull me over for no reason.
I started crying. It was right near the airport, too, so I was like, oh my god, I'm
not
about to get ass fucked. What?
When are you not crying?
Right now.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I try. Also,
it's almost been 30 minutes.
Yeah. See, it's easy when you actually enjoy your company. Luke hated us for the first try.
I was just grumpy.
Why are you grumpy, Luke?
He's on his period.
Eat some cookie dough. You'll
he's
be alright.
He's menstruating.
Cry it out.
This is the only one that's appreciating my jokes, and I'm.
Chris is just listening.
It's a.
Are you about to use your Chipotle fork?
Yeah.
Did you already?
Yes, he put his mouth on.
Listening is an important.
You guys put your mouth on your stuff.
This is mine.
No,
that's
on
a
your
single
form.
Unit.
What?
Fuck.
It's an absolute unit.
I will use the back.
Absolutely.
I use the back of it.
You use that.
But you also put that in your fucking Chipotle.
Who guys have eaten Chipotle?
Chris is the only one that's like actually like using his manners, paying attention to me, and I gotta tell you. All of you. No,
oh,
actually, I love you, and I love you too. Actually, no, Luke is the only
one. Just Luke can kiss your ass is what you're
whoa.
Trying to say.
That quickly you all suck.
Did you hit Bobby?
Just
saying. What is Luke? What? Stop! Run away!
It's a self-portrait.
So, these pot stickers are pretty good.
Thank you!
That's...
Stop using your hands, you fucking behemoth!
I've been using my hands this whole time.
It's only
beings.
Okay when Virginia does it. Alright.
Can I have my cookie dough, please?
Go for it.
So it's our cookie dough.
Pass it over. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
What
god, you guys were like raised in a fucking barn.
Oh, Lucas!
What? Ew, oh, that was a rough picture.
Why are you laughing?
Is that who I think it is?
Welcome back to Robin. Luke Does Evil Laughs.
Oh, no, I thought that was someone else.
Who'd you think it was?
Wait, he's laughing so hard.
Wait, Luke, who'd you think it was?
Little Big Slime, who did you think it was?
All of Drumline.
All of Drumline? Drumline? Did you know that Little Big Slime is on Drumline?
He does
Drumline.
He plays Ultimate
Frisbee.
Line of?
Yeah,
okay. Drum!
Oh, I do have a fork.
Yeah, I hate this
show! Luke, who'd you think it was?
He's not gonna say.
No comment.
Because now he...
Barack Obama.
...knows it's not it, and he knows that you want to know, so he's not gonna tell you.
This is why I really hate Luke.
You haven't even met me.
I have met you.
Barely.
Her first impression was, shit, I hit his car.
No, it wasn't his car, it was him. He wasn't in the car, that's why I was like, oh my god.
She called me like on the verge of tears. I don't think you're crying.
Chill,
at
stop.
Stop making
if you fucking touch
foot.
Coco, I'm gonna rip
I
your
like,
head off.
Coco likes me. Go away.
I find that hard to believe.
All dogs like me.
Help. Bitches.
I know.
He sure does get bitches.
Oh my god, she's really.
He's dancing like a straight.
His pronoun is he, him, but he together him. As one. So if you're talking about him, if you're addressing him,
he
you
him.
Say he, him.
What?
He, him went to the store.
He him doesn't know how to use a fork.
That's he, him's fork, you know?
Don't say hi to Lucas.
I don't. I really don't.
Pod, say hello to Lucas, no?
How long have we been going for?
Not that precise though.
It's fun.
Wait, let me guess. When you check, it's gonna be 29:18.
Chris,
yes?
No. Okay, you can do it that way. It's gonna be extra.
Nope.
31:40.
You were close.
I was close. Well, I already checked like 5 minutes.
Like our last one was 30, but our first one's 45. So we can stop whenever you want.
My mommy's calling me. Hello. Hi.
That's old, but
your house is so far away
I'm,
from
me. I'm Jenny. I'm seeing friends
I'm
I haven't seen
to
in
Oakton.
A while who happen to
good.
Be here.
Why I'm not? Gonna go to Oakton. Screw you guys.
Miss
I'm leaving.
Luke and Megan.
South Lake forever.
Who's that?
They're Jenny's friends.
Mom.
South Lake
I'm with Luke and Megan.
Chris, Luke, and Megan. She's like, who the fuck are
you? Yeah, no, I know. I'm gonna run them over. You left our keys in our house, by the way.
Did I really?
Yes. I realized that before I left, I forgot to grab them. Alright, I'll grab them.
Perfectly balanced, all right. As all things should be.
I don't have any.
Thanos.
I do not have any.
I don't think so, no. I did all of my math on
can you catch it if I throw it?
No.
Stop.
How are you guys classes?
Yeah, no, the only class I would have homework in is math, and I already did it.
Multibar is gonna
take
my butt.
My mommy is driving away. Wow, I didn't even know
I mean,
that
get
class.
Up off your butt.
Class exists.
She's really good.
Did she just turn off the...
No, she just unplugged the monitor from the thing.
Oh my god.
I think it's still recording.
Luke.
What if you're... I was on Audacity when you fucking...
You. She's really good.
What? Now that's some
work?
Skating.
I don't know.
Yes, okay. It worked.
What did you do?
Oh my.
Wait.
What? It is too early.
Luke, what?
Too early.
Yo, I got... Some guy sent me a picture of his dick at 2 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon.
I remember that.
I was like,
oh my god, okay, earlier at 3 o'clock,
I remember
this kept asking
time.
The
specific time.
2:04 p.m., the moment that changed.
Thank you.
It was a Saturday afternoon.
Oh my god.
It was a Thursday afternoon.
It was
who
a Saturday, Thursday afternoon.
On a Thursday?
Lucas!
The wind was blowing. It was a beautiful day. That's when I got a
the
buzz
dick
in my pocket. There was a buzz in my right pocket. I picked my phone up. I checked my phone. It was a Snapchat from
Jake.
Samuel S. Johnson.
Jake.
What a name.
His name was Jake,
I
want to
meet
actually.
Yes.
Why does it matter?
Yes, he did in fact include the S period in his name on Snapchat. What a fucking weirdo.
Should have known from the fucking S that wasn't his
name. I opened the snap. My life was changed forever.
This kid at 3 o'clock. This kid at 3 o'clock today literally was like asking me for pictures, and I'm like, I am sick and in bed. We're not. So it's like, stop talking to me.
That's not the time.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock the time? Because that's the time where you get.
I'd say 5:03 to be honest. No.
actually 5:19. Oh, 3:12. What was your Chipotle order?
Brown rice, black beans.
He just got the bowl. Can I get a bowl?
Can I get a bowl?
Can I get a bowl? Can I get a bowl? Can I?
Well, no. What kind of rice? Oh, no rice. Nothing in it. Just a bowl.
I just want the bowl. Sir, you know you can't do that. Bitch, I want the fucking bowl.
I'll give you $10 for the fucking bowl.
I'm very sniffly right now.
Anyways.
That spoon. How about it?
I feel like as soon as I got here, everything just went to chaos.
It did. It really did. We were actually kind of doing pretty well for a little bit there.
Thanks.
We got happy for the first part, and then we started over and it was fine.
Yeah, this is our second take.
Oh, hey, Tips is checking on memes on his phone because he hates us.
Stop. Why don't you have a case on your phone? You give me a case. Wait, let me see. Luke! Wait, I don't... Wait, what the fuck?
Can you describe the meme for the pod?
Yeah, please. Luke,
can you,
come
on. I can't. Can you give a... Can you describe a... Hey, can I get you for a Eurek interview? Hold on.
Oh my god, for
a... Can you describe what's happening in this picture?
What were you doing the night
What's your name
and
grade?
I was looking at the meme!
Can you say your name and grade for the yearbook?
Can y'all not be on your phones? It's podcast time. Luke's
time. It's podcast time.
It's time for the pod.
This kid who keeps trying to... this random kid just keeps, like, trying to get with me, and I don't get why. And he sends me random snaps like this.
Welcome back to my personal podcast.
I'll send him a pic that he'll never forget.
I understand it's a little bit chaos here in,
chaos, a little
in,
chaos.
In the back country of Mexico. I just said Mexico. We're in the back country of Mexico. We're backpacking, in fact.
You're gonna have to whisper.
It's a good time.
Number one. Wait, what is he gonna do? He sends this kid who's trying to get with me a picture of his belly.
What's the deal there?
Wait, he's taking a picture of his belly button.
Is that okay? I'm not gonna show it to you. You want
it? I wanna see it.
I'm not gonna
see it. You have to be like, and then send another picture. Hey, bitch. Just up your face, up your face.
I said, oops.
Yeah, no, do it.
Huh? Do it.
Alright, here. Oh, it's gone.
Every time I need someone to stop hitting me up, I'm just gonna text Luke, hey, I need your belly button.
Can we explain the situation for the people at home?
Yeah, please.
Basically, some guy's trying to slide into young Bacardi's DMs over here.
At 5:22.
So she's
at the ripe time of 5:22 p.m.
So she,
on a Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019.
Snapchat her a picture of his boner, apparently.
What are you doing, Megan? No, Megan!
That's Chris's water.
He was playing!
So Luke went into my kitchen and took a picture of his belly button.
Snapchat!
And now we're looking at his response.
It's just...
That was not a good picture.
Wait. Give me...
No, yeah, I don't think it's you.
No, don't.
I like that he replayed it. Like, he really felt the need to see that.
Here, belly button toy.
To be honest, he's in a state. Any hole will do.
He has to say it twice to make sure.
I'm really sorry to headphone users. This is just something.
We had a moment.
Belly
button is taking over the podcast.
Luke's belly button or all belly buttons?
Oh, I got 99 cents in change for my burrito bowl today.
I'll take it.
No, what? That's a dollar.
He said he just keeps sending pictures of his leg.
Give him one red.
That's not his leg, my friend.
That's his whole penis. It was just his leg.
Hey, no.
He's that hung.
Don't eat my dog.
Lucas left me on red and I'm thoroughly annoyed.
A phallus?
Phallus?
That's not right.
We were discussing it.
Sorry,
palace.
I got penis on the brain.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I'm not wanting the office!
What if he actually...
Okay. I was like, I did not get that.
It took me a second.
Why? Sorry, I've got penises on the brain.
That was, I mean, Phyllis.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I didn't hear the Phyllis part, so sorry.
Okay, do you guys want to hear the story of how my morning was, like, kind of terrible? Like, not terrible, like, not fun? Okay.
Tell us your pot.
I will. Alright, guys, listen up. So, I wake up around 6:45, so I leave at 7:05, and I'll go pick up my friend, we'll call him Young Smithy.
Mr. Smith and Wesson.
And so, I'm like kind of sick right now. If you can't tell, because I sound like a man.
Not really.
Okay, well,
sir, fuck off. Continue your speech.
Sorry.
And so I woke up at 6:45, but then I was like, nah, I got time. I wake up again. It's 7:05, and I text Mr. Smith and Wesson, and I'm like, yo, like, I'm so sorry. I'm on my way. Like, give me 5 minutes, and I'm leaving. And we were both freaking out because his dad doesn't like it when he rides with other people our age because I need a burger. And so he normally has to, like, leave early. We have to leave earlier so that, excuse me, I'm in the middle of telling a story.
You've interrupted the monologue. The continuity is lacking.
Can you send that to me? Anyways, Anyways, so I'm, like, frantically running around. I literally, like, I put on, like, a bra, shorts, and a sweatshirt, and I was like, alright, this is where I'm at right now, and I ran out of my house, and I get Mr. Smith and Wesson, and we're driving to my
get the school. Strap.
And we're driving to my
yeah.
We're driving to my school, right? And so, like, I kind of
love long almost, story literally
I almost crashed, like, 2 times, and I kind of scared the shit out of him, and I needed to get Dunkin', and I took the wrong turn, so I had to, like, I went to bed at 1:45 last night.
That's not my fault.
So, like, we finally get to school, and I'm, like, sitting in, so I'm a TA for my counselor's office first period, and I literally was about to pass out, so I left school early, and then I went home. I made some pot stickers at 10:30 in the morning, and then I took a 2-hour nap, and then I woke up, and I made some more pot stickers, and got yelled at by my mommy, and that's where we're at right now. What the fuck just happened?
Luke just pretended to pull, like, a coin out of, like, the air. And I saw how he did it.
No, because it's obvious.
I know, it's super obvious how I did it. And Megan didn't see it. So she goes, do it again. But I saw
that one.
I saw the coin.
Oh, I have a little cousin, and I was like, do you want to see a magic trick? And I went, whoop. And he was like, oh!
How did you do that?
Apologizing again to the headphone user.
Are you kidding?
What? Did you really miss that one?
You should really make this more like the Joe Rogan show, where it's a podcast where they can see you as well.
Oh my god!
Yeah, headphones on and the mic's like personal mic. Set up a cam right there.
Do it again,
Luke, you magician.
Do it slower for Megan.
Wow.
Okay, this is literally the most simple magic trick of all time. I cannot believe you didn't have it.
Do it again, this is really funny.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Wait. I wanna record it. Right. I wanna record it. Wait, I'm locked up.
Ready?
Now keep your eye on the coin.
Are you ready? Okay.
How are you doing that?
should I just spoil it, or should I just keep letting her?
Keep doing it. Do it when we're done.
You ready? Alright, watch the coin. Okay?
I don't understand how you're doing it! I don't understand!
She's really bad at just starting.
I see. I want to see how bad it was. Okay?
How are you doing it?
I feel like it's.
Do you not know it's done?
No! If I knew how it was done, I wouldn't be acting.
Don't tell her.
Megan, do you want to watch the video?
I saw it!
He has two hands. No, there's one coin.
Okay. Megan, do you want to... Oh, shit, I messed up.
She's just slamming coins, but dude, that's not even a trick.
Alright, I'm gonna make this coin come to here, okay? You ready? You ready?
I...
Wait, what?
Oh, God. Alright, do it.
Do it again.
I hate this magic trick. This is so bad. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1. Alright, how many coins do you think are in each hand?
Well, I think there's one, but based on what you did last time,
there are three coins.
There's still two.
Got them. Oh. There's three coins.
No, there's
not. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Destroyed.
You ready?
Yes.
You ready? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Are we not gonna slow that down?
Okay, wait, I know what's going on.
How did you.
Wait, let's just. Upgrade now to update all outdated drivers. Jenny, you're an outdated driver.
You suck at driving, that's right.
You two cars like dumbasses.
Yeah, y'all are like 1 inch apart. That's what she said.
I meant for that to happen. Tyler, you're so
sexy. That's their,
Nice pretzels, idiot.
Did you get up to go to my kitchen just to do that?
That's right!
Ready? I think he just, pushed it down. He had to put it
I know what he's doing.
Wait, so how is he doing the other ones, though?
Megan, you're so slow for that. I cannot show you how.
Oh, okay, wait. Bella hasn't
seen...
See,
he flicked it that
Bella hasn't
I
seen...
didn't see it flick, though.
Yeah, because
okay,
it was still on his hand.
Where's my phone?
Up my ass.
Give it to me.
I feel like we should invite Megan.
We should probably end the podcast. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, oh, my bad. Megan is not doing well. Little bun bun pep. We're gonna continue to do magic tricks because Megan doesn't understand. But it was nice talking with y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye guys. Bye. Oh, don't click undo, please.